This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Pakistan is calling for the United Nations to investigate the crisis in Kashmir, ignited by a security lockdown and communications blackout imposed by India's government after it downgraded the region's autonomy last month.
India's effort to hide its atrocities in the Indian-occupied Jammu and Kashmir by falsely labeling it terrorism and cross-border terrorism are shameless and indefensible.
Speaking at a meeting of the UN Human Rights Council on Tuesday, Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi said India had transformed occupied Jammu and Kashmir into the largest prison on this planet.
I shudder to mention the word genocide here, but I must. With respect to the Genocide Convention, the Kashmiri people in the occupied territory as a national, ethnic, racial, and religious group of people face grave threats to their lives, way of living, and livelihoods.
President Trump is responding to this weekend's cancellation of high-level talks with Afghan and Taliban leaders. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. Trump says a White House meeting with the Taliban would have been a step too far, but he thought Camp David would be good and still does. The president says after a Taliban attack last Thursday killed a U.S. soldier and 11 other people, it was he alone who decided to scrap the peace talks.
It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The Taliban are warning that American troops will suffer more than anyone else. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Afghan Taliban captured another district in northern Tekar province on Monday night, a third to fall into militant control in the province this month. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said Tuesday it would be extremely inappropriate for the United States to step in to try to solve the situation.
But to interfere into Hong Kong's internal affairs in terms of what we are doing under the basic law, protection of freedoms and liberties, this is totally unnecessary.
The embattled leader's warning was in response to a rally outside of the U.S. consulate Sunday, held by pro-democracy demonstrators calling for passage of a bipartisan bill in the U.S. Congress aimed at boosting their efforts.
There are close to 1,400 U.S. companies in Hong Kong, so they will, of course, enjoy the benefits arising from any bilateral relationship.
Sunday's rally evolved into yet another violent clash between protesters accused of vandalizing subway stations and blocking traffic. In Britain, that legendary stiff upper lip is starting to quiver a wee bit.
Everybody's depressed for one way or another, even whatever they believe in, they're depressed.
So says London commuter Gillian Reid as Britain's Parliament has for the second time rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to hold early elections in an attempt to break the Brexit deadlock. Johnson had lobbied for snap elections on October the 15th in an effort to win a parliamentary majority to approve his Brexit plans ahead of an EU summit on the continent's leaders. Following Tuesday's vote, Johnson carried out his controversial suspension of Parliament for 5 weeks. Well, the New York Times and CNN reported Monday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency had a source with high-level access to the Kremlin who played a key role in the assessment that President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign aimed at the 2016 U.S. election. Neither U.S. news organization identified the source by name, but several Russian outlets did so. At a Tuesday news briefing, a Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the person named in the Russian report did work for the Russian president's office, but not in a high-ranking position and did not have direct contact with Putin. As a matter of fact, this individual, Peskov says, was fired several years ago. President Trump said his administration is discussing the possibility of granting residents from the hurricane-hit Bahamas temporary protected status, a short-term permission to reside in the United States. Senators from the state of Florida have been asking the president to grant the status to Bahaman residents, a protection that in the past has helped people from Haiti, El Salvador, and Honduras, which Trump has been trying to roll back. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Broadcast It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one.